Chapter 4. Lizzie turned onto Waverly Road, feeling more confident than she'd expected. When her Aunt Linda called her with a potential summer job, a private chef gig at the beach house of CC Media's chief operating officer, Lizzie wasn't sure she wanted it. She'd heard strange stories about Jim Sylvester and his family over the years, mostly from her aunt, who'd been his executive assistant for more than a decade. And Lizzie knew that working as a hired hand for extremely wealthy families came with a surfeit of potential hazards. Esoteric requests, inflated expectations, complete lack of personal time. But as Lizzie drove down the road in her mother's Honda Accord, she sighed in relief as she surveyed the houses around her. These weren't the 20,000 square foot manses she'd imagined when she'd heard the Sylvesters lived in Gladwin, the creme de la creme of Philadelphia's main line. She'd once read an article that listed Gladwin's residents as some of the wealthiest in the country, along with those of Beverly Hills and Greenwich, Connecticut. But from what she could see, the houses around her looked, well, normal. Bigger than her mother's quaint red brick colonial in Glenside, a 30-minute drive from here, but not gargantuan, not obscene. "You will reach your destination in 200 yards," the GPS told her. "Your destination is on the left." Lizzie looked to her left. Okay, so the homes were beginning to look a bit more stately. In fact, for a minute she thought the one she just passed was a hotel, but it wasn't the Sylvesters' home. Theirs might be like the others she'd seen earlier, big but reasonable. That's what she was hoping for in general, a family that had a big income and a big personality, but that was also reasonable. After so many years cobbling together a living from different sources, Lizzie was ready for a summer of steady income and predictability, with an employer who didn't shout at her in Russian while dressed in a gold lamé duster jacket. "You have reached your destination," the GPS said. "Oh," Lizzie said as she looked to her left. "Oh," she gulped as she took in the tall wrought iron gate that stretched across a cobblestone driveway, both sides framed by tall stone and brick pillars. The lip of the driveway was framed by two flower beds, each of which was filled with perfect...